Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West of the Parish Priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. We welcome you to reflection on this 21st Sunday after Pentecost. We use the collect, Old Testament lesson, epistle, and gospel for proper 25. The readings for this Sunday, Leviticus 19, verses 1 and 2, and verse 15 to 18, Psalm 1, 1 Thessalonians 2, verses 1 to 8, Matthew 22, verses 34 to 46. Let us pray. The Lord is here and we will praise him. The Lord is here and we will worship him. The Lord is here and we will trust him. The Lord is here and we will honor him. The Lord is here and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. Almighty God, King of all creation, sovereign over all things, you hold the universe in the palm of your hand. Enable us to keep our hearts fixed on you and our minds on your truth. For we have come to worship you as Lord of all. Amen. Lord, we are here to worship you. Coming into your presence, Lord, is like coming home. It is here that we first found you, or rather, you found us. It is here that, again and again, we have met with you, rejoiced in your love, and found the strength to continue our journey. Again and again, your majesty, your glory, and your power overwhelm us and outstrip anything our tiny, finite minds could hope to comprehend. Again and again, you remind us that you are not confined by time or place or eternity. Lord, speak to us the word that will sweep us and sweep away our doubts. Strengthen us in our weakness and provide the opportunity to begin again, which we so long to have. Amen.
Thank you.
We pray the college for proper 25, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, increase in us the gifts of faith, hope, and charity, that we may obtain what you promise. Make us love what you command, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, The Law. The Law. In last Sunday's Gospel, the Pharisees and the Herodians tried to entrap Jesus with a question about taxes. Matthew 22, verses 15 to 22. They failed. In Matthew 22, 23 to 33, the Sadducees tried to confront him with a question about the resurrection of the dead. They, the Sadducees, did not believe in the resurrection. They failed to confound Jesus. In today's Gospel, from Matthew 22, verses 34 to 46, the Pharisees make another attempt to entrap Jesus. One of them, who was an expert in the law, asked the question, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" In society, the law serves four principal purposes: to establish standards, maintain order, resolve disputes, and protect liberties and rights. The law and the prophets are the pillars of Judaism. As the covenant people, the law in Judaism represented the terms of the covenant. To keep the law was to be God's people and acknowledge that the Lord was their God. When God liberated the children of Israel from slavery in Egypt, through Moses, God gave them the law, the Ten Commandments, which, if obeyed, would make them a holy nation, a people set apart for God. The law, therefore, had the intent to bring the children of Israel to holiness. If Israel was successful in keeping the law, as individuals and as a nation, they would acquire, reflect, and embody the very character of God. Who is God? Israel would become, by obedience to the law and by maintenance of the covenant, the relationship with this very generous, merciful, and loving God. In our Old Testament reading today, from Leviticus chapter 19, verses 1 and 2, God begins to instruct Israel by saying, "You shall be holy, as I, the Lord your God, am holy." In order to enable Israel to obtain holiness, in addition to the Ten Commandments, God gave them 613 instructions, laws, some positive, commanding them to perform certain acts, and some negative, forbidding them from performing certain actions, all with the intention to make them holy as God is holy. The Pharisees therefore asked Jesus, "Which is the greatest commandment in the law? Among these over 600 laws, which is the greatest?" Jesus gave a straightforward answer. Citing Deuteronomy 6 verse 5, he responds, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind." Matthew 22 verse 37. Jesus quickly adds the second great commandment from Leviticus 19 verse 18. "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." Matthew 22 verse 39. Jesus affirms that the second is like the first. In other words, they go together. You cannot have one without the other. If you do not strive to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, you cannot love yourself and love your neighbor. As disciples of Christ, as people of the new covenant today, it is important for us to recognize and acknowledge that these two commandments are the greatest in the law, which also applies to us today. Jesus said he did not come to abolish the law, he came to fulfill it. Therefore, one is first and the other is second. Love God, love yourself, love your neighbor as you love yourself. We must note that love is the basis of the law of God. Love, therefore, is the foundation of holiness. Love should be the DNA of the disciple of Christ. Much has been said and written about love. The Native American Indians say, "Love is the greatest power." The Roman poet Virgil wrote, "Love conquers all things." The composer Andrew Lloyd Webber wrote, "Love changes everything." And the author Maya Angelou wrote, "Love recognizes no barriers." St. Paul, in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13, described the way of love as the most excellent way. In 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 to 13, he emphasizes the importance of love. "Without it, all our so-called good actions, all our great gifts, all our sacrifices, even if we make the ultimate sacrifice and give our life, will be worth nothing." Paul goes on to give some of the positive and negative characteristics of love to enable us to recognize, identify, and embrace it. Paul says, "Love is patient, kind, not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things." Love, Paul affirms, never ends. Our gifts, our knowledge, will all come to an end, but love never will. Why? As John in 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 and 8 writes, "Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. And John offers proof of God's love. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 9, he writes, God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. John concludes, Beloved, since God loved us so much, we ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. 1 John chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. As disciples of Christ today, we must commit ourselves to build a relationship with God. By Bible study, prayer, and worship, we will grow in that relationship. We will therefore come to love God, for to know is to love. As we strive to love God with all our heart and soul and mind, God, through the Holy Spirit, will enable us to bear the fruit of the Spirit, which begins with love. Jesus says, If you love me, you will keep my commandments. John 14, verse 15. If we are truly striving to be intentional disciples of Christ, we must obey the law of love, the two greatest commandments. Love God with all that you are, love yourself, and love your neighbor. As we go to love God, we will have a clear understanding that each one of us is a special child of God, one of God's special creation, someone for whom Christ, God's only Son, died. Therefore, in spite of all race, physical, social, cultural, or financial circumstances, we will love ourselves. And in God's love, we will be able to love others, even though we may consider some of them at first unlovable. We will be obeying God's law. Our psalm today, Psalm 1, points us to the reward for keeping God's law. The psalmist writes, Happy are those who delight in the law of the Lord, and on his law meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. In all that they do, they prosper. Another author puts it this way, Life without love is like a tree without blossoms or fruit. If therefore we are to prosper, if we wish to blossom and bear good fruit, we must strive to obey the law of God, the law of love, the law of life, life in all its fullness. We must therefore love the Lord our God with all our heart and with all our soul and with all our mind, and love our neighbor as we love ourselves. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. You keep us waiting. You, the God of all time, want us to wait for the right time in which to discover who we are, where we must go, who will be with us, and what we must do. So thank you, God, for the waiting time. You keep us looking. You, the God of all space, want us to look in the right and wrong places for signs of hope, for people who are hopeless, for visions of a better world which will appear among the disappointments of the world we know. So thank you, God, for the looking time. You keep us loving. You, the God whose name is love. You want us to be like you, to love the loveless and the unlovely and the unlovable, to love without jealousy or design or wrath, and most difficult of all, to love ourselves. So thank you for the loving time. In all this, you keep us, though hard questions with no easy answers, through failing when we hope to succeed, and making an impact when we felt that we were useless, through the patience and the dreams and the love of others, and through Jesus Christ and His Holy Spirit. You keep us. So thank you, O God, for the keeping time, for now and forever. Amen. Dear Lord, it seems that you are so madly in love with your creatures that you cannot live without us. So you created us, and then when we turned away from you, you redeemed us. Yet you are God, and so have no need for us. Your greatness is made no greater by our creation. Your power is made no stronger by our redemption. You have no duty to care for us, no debt to repay us. It is love, and love alone, which moves you. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace, this day and always. Amen. And so we pray that you will test positive for faith, keep distance from doubt, isolate from fear, and trust God. Follow the regulations and be safe. We hope that you will have a very rewarding, productive, and spirit-filled week. God bless.